Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
NFL Combine starting this week. Of course, Packers will have a presence there. Kind of taking a look at guys they can get in the second round. Corners, defensive backs, things of that nature. Although I did see Josh sent me a video of somebody saying, oh yeah, Packers are probably going to take a wide receiver in the third round. Sorry, pal. That's not right. That ain't happening. But the Combine does start this week. But the Packers this offseason, Chew, have a long list of things they need to do. Obviously, being at the Combine, trying to figure out what the draft board looks like. But they've got things that they need to take care of before the draft. Obviously, releasing potentially some players before free agency begins in a couple of weeks here. So I think we can expect news on Elgton Jenkins and or Rashawn Gary, among others, coming up soon. But they may have to do some extensions with players on the roster currently. So what I would like you to do here, Chew, is I've got a list of four players. Rank them in the priority that you think that they should be for the Packers in terms of trying to sign them to some sort of extension. Because I'm not sure if you'll be able to sign all four.
Mm-hmm.
So on the list of four, Devontae Wyatt, Jaden Reed, Christian Watson, and Tucker Kraft. Rank those four in terms of the priority that you think the Packers should place on them to sign them to an extension, because all have 1 year left on their current deals. Christian Watson, it's a one-year deal that he signed last year before he came back. For Devontae Wyatt, it's the fifth-year option. And for Kraft and Reed, 1 year left on the rookie deal.
Well, Kraft's clearly number one.
Okay.
He's clearly number one.
I would agree. So quickly on Kraft. There was something I saw over the weekend for Tucker. 4 years, $74 million, 18.2 annual average value.
I think that's light. I wouldn't sign that.
That would make him the third highest paid tight end in the NFL.
Well, why wouldn't he be one? He's up. He might not be the best.
Because I don't know if that's the way it works. But I don't think that's the way it works for tight ends. Like, if seemingly that's the only, like, you're up, you get paid, seemingly only works for quarterbacks. Because for every other position, like, you kind of end up slotting into, again, a bit of a projection. So George Kittle makes 19.1 mil, Trey McBride 19. The next on that list, Chew, is 16.5. That is number three right now. It's TJ Hockenson. This would be 18.25 annual average value. So you're well above Hockenson and slightly below McBride, which seems about right to me.
And you said 4 years?
4 years, which is every tight end contract in the NFL. It's unbelievable. You go to SpoTrack and you sort these contract extensions by length. Every last one of them is 4 years. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But this is different than Watson, right? Signing a one-year deal last year.
Yeah, because I think with Watson, it was
a history of injuries and uncertainty, whereas this guy, you saw what happened. It was a thing that happens to basically every NFL lineman at some point in their career.
Yeah. But I think part of it, too, with Watson was like, hey, we don't want you to rush back, even though
right.
you may think you need to.
We're going to give you some security.
To get some good film out there so you can get paid. That's different with Kraft. Kraft knows he's going to get paid. And I think he knows there's no – I mean – he's the type of player that wants to get back, but I don't think they're going to allow him to rush back. And if I'm him, tell you that I'm not playing unless I get an extension.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
So 100%. He's clearly one. Two, you kind of have to make a decision, I guess, on Reed and or Watson.
I don't think you're going to be able to sign both, especially if you're signing Tucker Kraft to an extension. I don't think you can sign both Watson and Reed to extensions.
I mean, I think Watson would be their biggest priority. So I would put him at two because Reed and Golden are probably the same size players, right?
Ish.
Not real big.
Yeah.
Reed's a little bit thicker.
Yes.
I just don't know what the market would be
slower.
For Reed. Right?
So I would agree. Like, I think it's Kraft, Watson. I would say Wyatt 3 and then Reed 4 just because, again, I don't think you're going to extend both Watson and Reed unless you can get one of them on a screaming deal, which wouldn't make a ton of sense.
Right. But what does Watson get? I mean, he had a good year.
I have no
idea. He had a good year, and here's the franchise number I think they saw for George Pickens, his franchise number in Dallas I think would be 28.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. Whatever you do with Watson, make sure it happens before Alec Pierce gets signed. Because if he gets 28, then you're having a hard time arguing Watson doesn't deserve at least that much.
Yeah.
Well, and here's 28? I was thinking more 20.
I mean, 20?
No.
Remember when we laughed at Christian Kirk getting 20 like 4 years ago?
Yeah. I do. Wide receiver costs have exponentially exploded.
Yes.
It's unbelievable how much that price has gone up. So,
yeah, what did Chase get, 30?
35?
So,
28 for Alec Pierce doesn't sound crazy.
I'm sorry, Justin Jefferson got 35.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase got 40.
So if you pay...
Yeah, 28 is cheap in comparison.
$20 million per year would rank 23rd in the NFL. Jacoby Myers got $20 million per year.
Yeah.
Can they pay Kraft 19 and then Watson 20?
But 28, here's the thing.
You can't pay him 28.
But the crazy thing about Watson is it's all
potential.
Still potential. Yeah. Right?
Yes,
you see,
I agree.
He's got the size speed combination that a lot of teams are looking for, and that's what would make him valuable on the open market. And we talked about his growth as a wide receiver last year, Chu. I know he still isn't like the most precise route runner, but it's night and day from even 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like how much of a better route runner he is and how much better he makes contested catches now. Like
well,
I think of the catch he had to win the Giants game. Like, is he making that 2 or 3 years ago? I don't know. But he's grown into where you like all these highlights of him. Oh, and he's got the speed that everybody's looking for. Somebody's going to pay him. I honestly don't know what it is. And Josh, you said, well, pay him before Alec Pierce. His agent's going,
Why
would we sign right now?
Right.
Let's wait and see what the market dictates for some of these receivers, and then we can figure out an extension if we want to stay.
Yeah, well, I think what you hope for is sort of the we've done well by you, so you do right by us. We get this deal done. We're not going to certainly like give you a lowball offer.
Well, I mean, sure they will. They'll start there.
Right,
it's the Packers.
Right.
It's just what they do.
But like, we're willing to pay you type deal. We know what the Packers do with contracts a lot of times. They get creative. They give you big signing or roster bonuses that sort of don't affect the cap in the way that everyone expects them to. And it's not like a big a chain around your neck. It's a fair contract and the deal gets done in the right way. Honestly.
I don't even think they can extend three. They could probably extend two.
Oh, no. They could figure it out.
You think so?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then what's Wyatt going to get?
Well, because you have to remember, too, like these, like we're talking about 18.25 annual average value for Kraft. His cap number in year one is going to be like $10 million bucks.
Yeah.
With the way that they would structure. So
yeah,
it's.
But then you're going to get 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
Then you're going to get whacked with Micah Parsons and you're going to get whacked with Tucker Kraft.
Yep.
We talked about this being a window, though.
Get? What's Wyatt? First, how would we define him? A good player? He's more than a guy.
A good player that's
he's
shown
not a
flashes.
Great player.
Right. A good player that's shown flashes and has played well for stretches, but has also had injury issues.
Like I can't imagine you're paying him $20 million
bucks. You don't think so?
I mean, I don't think so.
Wyatt, no, so 20. Kenny Clark got 21. He's 13th.
But how many years ago was that?
Kenny, they did the Kenny deal 2 years ago.
They did.
Yeah, because he played 1 year of the deal, then they traded him last year because they assigned him to an extension.
And you said 21.
So that's what Kenny Clark got, and he's not
say.
A Kenny Clark type player. He's just not that guy. He's a good player, Chu. Like I would say he's probably in that 15 to 17 range.
Okay. And then what do you do with Reed? Let him go? That's why I was going to say, Gabe, don't.
I think you end up letting him walk. Yeah.
Then you might be taking a receiver in the third round.
I mean, the problem is you got too many needs this year.
No, I know, but I mean,
Dontavian Wicks.
Dontavian Wicks. I mean, he's going to be up too. Do you let him go? I mean, he's not a 20 guy, but he could be a scantling 12.
Wicks? Oh, no? Wicks, no. Like, Wicks hasn't proven. So? No, Scantling got paid. MBS got paid for one reason and one reason
alone. He can run.
Yep. Dontavian Wicks cannot do that.
So,
and if he puts up numbers, certainly you get paid. But when you haven't put up any, you know, consistent numbers for Wicks, I just don't know what the number ultimately ends up being for him.
With that being said, the four guys you mentioned probably let Reed walk. You think they'll re-sign any of their free agents?
Doesn't seem like it. Again, I am a big proponent of re-signing if you can, because I can't imagine that Sean Ryan's going to cost a lot. And no. I would bring in Sean Ryan, and with the intent of him being my starting center. But if you draft someone, Chu, and he ends up being your starting center, well, now I've got my backup interior guy, and okay, now at least we have some depth on that offensive line. So if I have an injury at center or either guard spot, I know where I'm going to slide Sean Ryan into. And honestly, Sean Ryan might even be better than Anthony Belt.
But they thought they had that guy in, who's the backup center?
Jacob Monk.
Monk.
Well, they drafted him 2 years ago and he didn't work out. So when that doesn't work out, Chu, you got to pivot.
No, I know you got to backfill.
Right?
But they tried backfilling with him, they missed. So they miss.
So to me, that's why I would bring back Sean Ryan, because I know Ryan can play all those spots and I can trust him to play those spots.
Ingobari's the one that concerns me.
I don't know why you're hung up on Ingobari.
Because Gary's going to be gone.
Yes.
Right? Do we believe that?
We do believe that.
And if all you have is Lucas Van Ness, who's been inconsistent, he's been better. I mean, you got Sorrell, but he hasn't shown enough. Has he?
But again, like,
where's your depth?
He was drafted to have to show it, so he's going to get the opportunity regardless. Same thing with Colin Oliver.
Yeah,
I agree. There's going to be holes. And
I mean, the guy have 2.5 sacks?
He had 2. His career high is 4.5.
Yeah,
I mean, who's that?
J.J. Ingobare. He's got 11.5 career sacks in 4 years. He's a guy. Like, if you can't replace that production, you can't be scared about losing a guy that has put up that production. I appreciate the hustle and effort that he's put out there.
Made a great play in the run game in a big game. Like, he did do that. But
I can't pay everybody because they made one good play when I needed him to.
And then what are you doing with Van Ness with the fifth year?
Well, you can't. I don't think you can extend that because that's just guaranteed.
You don't give
money.
Him the option?
No, because that's just fully guaranteed money that I just can't fully guarantee. Because as we saw when they did this, Chu, I think they are going to be gun shy about giving fifth year options unless they know for sure.
Yeah.
Because we saw when Darnell Savage, they decided to give him the fifth year option,
and he was terrible.
Then he played poorly in the fourth year, and you're like, well, now we're stuck because the only way it's a fully guaranteed deal. So we talked about salary cap, whatever that number was for Savage a handful of years ago, that was the full freight that you're paying against the salary cap. And you're not the only way to knock that number down is to extend him, and you don't want to extend him.
Yeah.
So then you're just stuck. And being a pass rusher, it's the second highest number that can exist.
Yeah. No, I know.
So I don't think you want to lock yourself into a fully guaranteed deal. Hopefully he balls out and then you figure it out from there. But I don't think you can give him the fifth option.
I think they extend Kraft for sure. Try to get Watson done. I don't think they're extending Wyatt.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
It depends upon what the number is. Like if they did not get a deal done, if what happens with Wyatt is the same thing that happened with Quay Walker, like they put a contract in front of him and he doesn't sign it, that would not shock me.
Yeah.
If he just decides to bet on himself the way that Quay Walker decided to bet on himself this year.
Mm-hmm.
And without knowing what the Packers offered, it's hard to know if Quay Walker betting on himself worked out for him. You know, we know the contract was there. We don't know what the numbers necessarily were.
Had to be low.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how this team works. Well, it's just kind of what they do. You know? The Packers do have 3 players on the Pro Football Focus Top 101 list. Is that enough? We discuss coming up next. But at Ewald Automotive Group, they believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of lower payments. That's why they're giving you $1,500 over book value for your trade. Get into a new vehicle. Payments start under $250 a month. Over 1,400 vehicles backed by their low price guarantee. $1,500 more for your trade-in. Payments starting at under $250. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of lower payments. It's all based on Kelly Rubik. Fair trade value applies to 2013 or newer model years. I've trusted Ewald for years. You should be trusting Ewald for just as many. They are going to take care of you. And with Ewald, it's easy. It all starts at ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie.
You don't know how to Ernie, do it. And I don't know
does
how to
it ever?
It, so it's,
yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
As far as Christian Watson goes, there's a couple of things here on the Carbless Talk and Text Line I do want to get to. First from Ryan from Iguanago saying, if you wouldn't pay Adams that, then Watson shouldn't either. The problem is the Devontae Adams thing was 5 years ago now at this point,
right.
4 years ago. Wide receiver salaries have exploded with the cap. Mm-hmm.
That would have been his third contract as well.
Yes, but I mean, what were the Packers talking about? $21 million? Like for Devontae, and that would have made him one of the highest,
yes.
if not the highest paid.
Mm-hmm.
There are 21 receivers making $21 million
yeah.
or more now in the NFL.
We do that a lot, and it happens every single year when the new quarterback gets paid, and it's now so-and-so makes $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep getting paid more. The cap keep going. I think it's a lot of money, and I think it probably should be reined in to some degree, but hey, guess what? That's going right.
The market pays
right.
what the market pays, man. And with the
Jerry Jones is going to be out there, and he's going to be paying absurd amounts of money for the rest of his life.
Yep.
And no one's going to stop it. The only thing it's ever worked with is running backs somehow. Everyone agreed we're not paying them exorbitant amounts of money. That's the only position it's came down.
Is Watson a clear number one?
As we sit here today, I say no.
No, but I think they're making the bet.
Yeah, I mean, can he be? Yes. And that's what Watson and his representation, I think, would try to put out there. Mike in Hattiesburg says, I think the Packers have to wait 1 year from when they signed Watson to the one-year extension to re-sign him, just like J-Love. So they don't. About a month ago or so, Ken Ingles, who does a great... If you're not following him on social media and you're a Packers fan, like, and you want to be a really nerdy Packers fan, you should be following him because he just understands the salary cap. And the way that the Packers structured the Christian Watson contract allows them to be able to sign him to an extension. They don't have to wait 12 months. I'm not going to dive into all the details of why that is. The important information is they can sign him to an extension at some point this offseason and not have to follow the 12-month rule because of the way it's written and the way the Packers decided to do his contract. So they will not have to wait, Chew, to sign Watson if that's what they want to do this offseason, if that's what Christian Watson wants to do. Because, again, maybe the Packers lowball him too and he decides, no, I'm going to bet on myself. Like, these are all possibilities.
Yeah. But that's when they get trapped, because if he does have a good year, really good year, then you got to franchise tag him, and that number is going to be probably 30.
Yeah, 29 or 30.
To it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and that's why you're kind of hoping you can get the deal done now. And the same thing with Kraft, by the way. You're hoping to get him to that. That's why you would pay Kraft to me to be the third highest paid tight end.
But Kraft's easy, Gabe.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That one's easy.
But that one, y'all get together and go, you're really good, maybe one of the best at the way you play tight
yeah.
end. Here's a boatload of money.
I mean, you're only...
And Tucker doesn't seem like the guy... I spent 2 hours around him as he judged a sausage cooking contest between Bulaga and Tauscher at the draft last year. But he doesn't seem like the guy that is going to go, oh, no, I'm gonna bet on myself, so instead of the third highest paid tight end, I'm the highest paid tight end. That doesn't seem like something he would do, and that's why I think that this contract, Chew, seems reasonable to make him mm-hmm. the third highest paid, the one that's been kind of floated out there, 4 years, $74 million.
The only interesting thing is the Kyle Pitts, because he's looking to be just a free agent, and even though he's had down years and not been what was promised...
I mean, he's a freak of nature.
He's shown enough that...
I don't know if anybody's going to pay him.
The thing is... You got to get to a certain level of the cap. You got to spend some sort of money. One of those bad teams with a whole bunch of space go, hey, maybe Kyle Pitts fixes all our issues.
Yeah, but he'll
just Get two players then. Like, don't spend it all on one.
He'll probably get franchised, though.
Pitts?
I don't know.
You don't think so?
They've got new everything in Atlanta. It's hard to say what exactly they're going to do.
No, I know, but Stefanski's an offensive guy. You know, he's not going to want him to leave. He sees a ton of potential there.
I mean, I would think so, but I can't. The franchise window's closing shortly.
And we also don't know what they think about his work ethic in the building.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, but coaches think they can fix that, Joshy.
Some do.
Yeah.
Stefanski might know
But
better.
Like, Matt Ryan's running the ship there now, right?
Yes, he is the director of football ops, and then they
it
have...
It certainly feels like he would have an opinion already on Kyle Pitts, just because of his involvement with the franchise. It's not like he's coming in new.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's running the show, and then new GM, new head coach, everything. So it's hard to know exactly what they're going to do. But the Packers, Chew, so PFF put out their top 101, and I feel like anytime... You know, whether it's ESPN, the NFL Network, Pro Football Focus, they put out these lists. What always stands out to me, and I guess I just don't care where the Packers fall on this, because I know that Micah Parsons, Jordan Love, and Xavier McKinney are all really good players.
Mm-hmm.
And those are players that you want to win and can win Super Bowls with. But if you only have three in the top 100, that feels light. Like, you still need more better players in order to, and again, like,
well,
Tucker
do you have
Kraft.
A list? Give me the numbers of some of the top teams, like Seattle, San Fran. Where are they on that list? Seattle's got to have.
Yeah, Seattle, I think, had that? Five.
Okay.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah, five feels about right.
Yeah, they're close, Chew. I feel like a couple of years ago when we were doing this, they didn't have any. You know, like, they might have one that would creep onto the list.
Like, Tucker Kraft could, you know what? If he didn't get hurt, he'd probably be on it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I would agree with that. Yes.
Watson,
so that gets you to four. Probably.
Who would be the fifth?
Zach Tom?
Zach Tom?
Yeah.
You owe me a Coke.
I think Zach Tom has a reasonable, I think you could make a case, Edgerrin Cooper eventually ending up there.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, no, he feels a little coming down, a little backside.
I'm uncomfortable with the amount of chatter it seems like there's around him potentially being a salary cap casualty. I just can't imagine it, because now you're giving yourself another hole to fill on a roster that has more holes than I would like to admit
offseason. You don't want the "we don't currently have an answer for" issue. If you let him go or release him, you better know who you're bringing in free agency day one.
Well, I mean, and honestly, that's what they did when they brought him in.
Correct.
Because it didn't seem like a need. They bring him in, and then they released Aaron Jones.
Because it seems like right now you're just simply not going to have a center. That's not a great place to be.
Nope.
It seems like...
You don't have any offensive line depth.
Right.
Not a good place to be.
You don't want to be there. You need a defensive
tackle depth.
Yeah.
Need cornerback depth.
Right. Is Wilson a free agent?
I would bet Emmanuel Wilson.
Yeah,
I would. He's probably
so he'll
in
be
that.
Gone, right? I mean,
they might keep him around because he's cheap and been effective. Like, at some point, it's just like, well, the guy gets us yards.
I know, but you got Lloyd, who, you know,
I'm not counting on him for anything, Chew.
Nothing.
If he produces anything, it'll be a pleasant surprise. But I don't think, based on the injuries he's had, and it's unfortunate, like, but based on the injuries he seemingly continues to have, can't count on him.
The only glimmer of hope is they've been weird freak things. It's not like it's a nagging hammy or a quad or an Achilles. It's been all sort of disconnected, strange things that potentially there's a future for him, but you can't count on
it. You're hopeful, I think, but I don't think you can release Josh Jacobs going, oh, yeah, Marshawn Lloyd is going to be the solution to our problems. I don't think that's...
He hasn't been able to practice.
Problem, why, Josh.
What would they save with Josh Jacobs?
Not a ton of money. You could also extend him and end up saving money with an extension, like a one-year extension and a restructure. You can save some cash on his deal that way, too, so... I doubt it happens, but I think basically we're all at the point where we know something needs to happen with his contract and what's he going to be looking for. And how much does he feel if they offer him something that it's a disrespect?
So you would save $7.5 million? Yeah.
Okay.
Cap hits 14 for next year, up from 11. Well, 14.5 up from 11.3. And the dead cap is only 6.25.
Yeah. The best option there is you extend them, spread out some of that money,
yeah,
and make it not as impactful in each individual year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you save you end up saving $8.29 million. Yeah. If you just release him.
Guarantee him more, but spread it out.
But there is a possibility they could cut him.
It exists.
Certainly possible. It's certainly possible.
Look, if Marshawn Lloyd was able to play more than six snaps the last 2 years, Chew?
Yeah.
And he's probably gone.
He's probably gone.
Yeah, because if you look into the Josh Jacobs stuff, and I put something in his yards after contact. Now, we talked about how his initial contact was coming at like basically the line of scrimmage every single day, and how, you know, some of his ineffectiveness was not just simply his fault, but there was also stuff pointing to him not being as elusive, not breaking away as much, and not hitting the holes that were there for him. Also, his yards after contact came down. Now, he had an injury. We all know that.
Yep.
But that's sort of the nature of playing NFL running back. And he was, I mean, the names that he was around were some names where you're like Devon Achane, who's known as like a fast, speedy guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting yet less yards after contact than that guy.
Yeah. And again, some of that is, I'd like to do a deeper dive because that chart that you put out there, Josh, Emmanuel Wilson was number three.
Yes, because it was three.
Minimum 100 attempts.
Yes.
So, like, do I think that Emmanuel Wilson would be top three if he had Josh Jacobs touches?
Nope.
I do not. So, like, that's...
But he was around the guys like J.K. Dobbins and Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt.
Yes. Yeah. So, like, the guys that have a lot of carries, you know, in the company he was keeping, certainly troublesome for Jacobs. I guess I just would be willing to bet. I know it's a position, and he's 28 years old, and all these different, and it's old for a running back. I would just take the risk at this point and bring him back.
Agreed.
But this would be his last year.
Not if you extend him. If you extend him, he probably has at least 2 years.
Really?
Probably.
Okay. Another decision.
But again, that is something only Chew. And we had this conversation with Jason last week, 2 weeks ago. They have a lot of different, outside of the Rashawn Gary, Elgton Jenkins, what I expect to be cuts, right? I expect those guys to be cut sometime in the next 2 weeks because free agency, the legal tampering period opens 2 weeks from today, March 9th. So that's when the legal tampering period opens, and that's when you would like to have, you know, money. And outside of those, like, those things that the Packers can do, cutting Jenkins and Gary, there are a bunch of veteran contracts they can renegotiate, convert some stuff, and that's how you get money. But you mentioned earlier, you've got the Micah Parsons thing coming due. We've got an extension with Tucker Kraft that you would like to do. So I would like to avoid pushing off future money unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah. No,
so I would only do renegotiate some of these contracts like as you go. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to need this type of money. Okay, what are some of the levers now I can pull to get that type of money? I don't want to just blindly go into it before free agency starts and goes, oh, let's just do all these moves. Now here's the money I have to spend. I think you just kind of do that as you go.
Be fiscally responsible, Gabe.
Well, which the Packers...
They are.
I mean, outside of the Aaron Rodgers contract, have done a pretty good job of keeping the salary cap in a pretty respectable spot. And I think, but again, that, you know, going back to that top 101, just going to need more players to be on that list. I think it's that simple for me. 800-990-3776 is how you can get into the show. We continue more Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But if you're always tired of waking up exhausted, if your dad bod is starting to weigh on you, if you find it harder to get excited about basically anything, if your energy, focus, drive aren't what they used to be, it might not be that you're just getting older. Look, I used to say that all the time. Oh, this kind of hurts. Oh, I'm kind of tired. Oh, I'm doing a morning show. I guess it's probably just the way it is. You're getting older. It doesn't have to be that way. No, there is a good chance your hormones and metabolism are out of balance. So let's get back to the old you with Mantality. I know you remember that guy, sharp at work, full of energy, fun, one people enjoyed being around. Mantality can help. It's not a macho T low, you know, macho low T bro clinic. That's not what they do at Mentality. They're human centered. Mission is to figure out what's going on with your body and your brain. They start by listening, trying to figure out, okay, what's really bothering you? They run real labs, explain the results in plain English. And then my favorite part is this isn't one size fits all. No, they're going to personalize a plan for you. Science-backed plan using hormone therapy, FDA-approved peptide treatments to help you get your brain and body back on track. So stop telling yourself, stop doing what I did, and keep telling everyone around you that you're fine. No, go to Mentality. That's what I did, and now I've got all the energy that I need to attack my night. Not just get through the day, but to attack that day and feel like I used to. And right now, all new patient labs are covered in the treatment plan. That's a savings of $250 right out of the gate. So reclaim the old you, the younger you. With Mentality.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
No, I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because...
You must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Quick comment I want to get to here on the Cardless Talk and text line from Zach. I think sometimes we forget that Matt LaFleur is better and more imaginative without a workhorse like Jacobs. I don't think it's unrealistic to go with Wilson in a late running back draft pick.
We're back here again, huh?
Yeah, that's... Look, that's a risk that could work out. It's a risk I don't want to take.
Football's about having good football players. It's yes. On the coach to make it work with those good football players and what they do best.
Yep. And then don't dictate. Let the players dictate
right
formationally how you're going to run things.
Right. Yep. There's a happy medium between catering totally towards Josh Jacobs and blowing up the way you run your offense and asking him to do both of those things.
Yeah, and I think they were getting better at that balance last year than they were the year before, and hopefully year three can be even more.
And
balanced.
The second half of the season, I think, improved with Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
I thought he looked better, and the offense had a better flow to it. The start of the season, it did not seem that way.
And we know Chewy's big on the offense being flowy.
I love flowy. And it's much better to run the ball when the quarterback is under center, and it also helps your play-action game as well.
I think we're starting to get to a point here, meanwhile, where just about everybody loves Joshy more than we do here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What?
Well, like, I mean, you know, we give Joshy a hard time, you know, from time to time, but, like, Shefty's on record of being a big Joshy fan, you know, Wilde and Tausch, they love Joshy. And look, I understand Josh has to, you know, he's contributing to that show. Sometimes he has to produce that show. They've got a large group text, so he contributes there. I get it, right? But now he's helping produce on Sportsmanlike.
He's moonlighting?
Look, I don't know what this audio is.
Hold on, Josh. Hold on.
Yep.
Gabe, Joshy gets crap from us because he dishes out more crap than anybody to us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Josh.
But let's go ahead. We were just sent this sound. Shout out to our guy, Ashton Rotman, for passing this along from our people, from Evan, CC, and Smalls on Unsportsmanlike this morning.
This could be Rich McKay, who's on the competition committee, trying to stir the pot and get the conversation around the tush-push going. So a team puts together a proposal like the Packers did last year to ban the tush-push, and we'll see how the vote comes down again this offseason.
So he's baiting people.
Well, yes.
There's a follow-up on that. I'm glad you brought up the Packers, because as we've been talking about this, Josh DiMaggio is a producer at ESPN Milwaukee. Shout out to Josh, and obviously a great station that we're on, pointed out something I did not think about. The person who did that last year is no longer in the position they're in. Mark Murphy out because of the retirement age with the Packers presidency. Yeah. Ed Policy in.
Interesting.
If Ed Policy does not think that's an issue, the team that proposed the ban will not be proposing the ban. Because one would think if you proposed it last year and it didn't get outlawed, why would you not propose it again until you thought that something was so wrong that would get fixed? Well, because the same person isn't running the team.
So you just
feed a pretty interesting note here with all of this.
Yeah, and the note that he got from our guy Josh DiMaggio. Like, what's going on here, man? Like, you're passing along. I know I'm forgetting because there was also this summer somebody else was a huge fan of Joshy. Who? Because he was Schefter, and then it was somebody else. Like back to back.
It's happening so often, Gabe. I'm running out.
embarrassment of riches over there.
Obviously, we know Evan Cohn, as Chewy calls him around here, well. And I listen to their show on the way in and in the morning oftentimes. Especially, it's especially valuable to me, even though they're doing a national show, to pay attention after I was on vacation. Not a lot of keeping up with the news. And they brought up the tush push not getting proposed as something to this point, which to me immediately sent off the, well, the NFL lost their useful idiot. Mark Murphy's not around. And with the way last year went and the way they stuck it to the Packers, Ed Policy might want it still banned, but he looks at it and goes, why am I going to be the guy again?
Yeah, why would I want my team to be in the crosshairs of every other team? And which is a fine point, Josh. It's a great point. My issue is you're feeding it to other shows.
Hey, Josh, we haven't gone on yet.
Gabe, do we need to talk extension for
for Joshy or whether or not we're going to extend him? Like he's, I mean, I don't know. He's got all these other options, man. Maybe he can go work for Shefty.
$25 million seems steep.
Like he's, again, it's a fine
point. I'll take
five,
too. A hometown deal.
Hometown like discount. What a guy.
It's a fine point. It's a great point. But I want him to make that point. Like yeah, now I know how Tausch feels from time to time when like Jason goes on all these other shows and makes points. But Jason is like contractually obligated to appear on these shows. Yeah, we know Evan. That doesn't mean you have to text him all the good points that maybe we would make on the show.
I am a lift all boats guy, you know? I got some. Also, I'm addicted to the take. It's coming. You're going to hear it. Evan's going to hear it. Will Intelish is going to hear it. What can I say? Got to get it out there.
The more you can do, Gabe.
Yes. I just want him to be working for us, you know?
Yeah, I did put it on the show sheet, to
be
fair.
I know, and I was going to talk about it today. But again, I thought that the show sheet was, you know, exclusive to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
No.
I thought this information was proprietary, Josh.
No.
What are you, Bill Walsh, just leaving things behind there? What? Leaving the first 15 behind?
Not happening.
What are we going to do with our guy? Again, he's more popular everywhere else.
I don't think there's anything
else
we can do. He wants an extension. We got to give him an extension.
Unbelievable. Just giving all the good. Again, and then notice how, again, I wanted to grill him, but he just had to get the take in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, duh.
I come by it honestly. This isn't for show.
A little. Unbelievable. Just, we got to rein this guy in. 2026, the year we rein in Josh. That's what I think. That's what the goal is now. 800-990-3776. Try to again get Josh to have the information just for us, Chew. We wrap up the show. See what we put on the interior Infinity Exteriors poll coming up next.
Are you looking to lose a couple pounds? Maybe change your lifestyle? Maybe got a vacation coming up? There comes a point where you know it's time to do something for yourself. I wanted real goals, real change, and I decided 2026 is the year I look and feel my best. I'm Josh DiMaggio, and I'm starting that journey with Milwaukee Weight Loss. From the first consultation, their team really listened and built a customized plan around me and my goals. At this point, I've already lost 20 pounds. They build out a fully customized schedule. You can change things. You can alter it to see what fits you best. And during this Valentine's month, Milwaukee Weight Loss is sharing the love with $300 off during their Valentine's sale. That's $300 off now through February 28th only. No drugs, no surgery or injections, just a proven metabolic reset. Many patients lose up to a pound of fat a day. Some people lose 20 to 30 pounds in just a month or two. Here's what you should do. Go to MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. That's MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com and find out how they can help you.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things because it exceeds. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping.
All right,
my
can
apple.
We just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Take a look. The Infinity Exteriors poll. Who should the Packers prioritize signing an extension after Tucker Kraft? Christian Watson, Devontae Wyatt, Jaden Reed. Go to Twitter. Vote on that. Also, Marty Ronsky was the other person who is just a giant fan of Josh DiMaggio. So maybe we're wrong. Maybe everybody else is right, Chew. Maybe we're the ones who are wrong.
You ever thought of that big guy?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Willie and Tausch coming up next.